This is Mark Steiner. Today is July the 31st. Welcome to This Day in History.
It's so quiet here without the kids.
What I wouldn't give to hear Lisa play another one of her jazzy tunes. Saxophone, saxophone.
That was Homer Simpson playing the saxophone on The Simpsons. The saxophone was invented by Adolf Sax, and 170 years ago today, in 1845, the French Army became the first army band in the world to introduce a saxophone to its marching band. In the 8th century, the Muslims conquered Iberia, which is the south of Spain. The tolerance of their rule attracted many Jews who prospered and became their partners in the world. The Catholic Church in Spain and Europe wanted to push and destroy what they called infidels, the Jews and Muslims, out and into the sea. In 1402, they defeated the Caliphate of Granada. And on this day in 1492, they issued the Alhambra Decree, banning all Jews who would not convert. Tens of thousands of Jews were killed as they fled to North Africa, Greece, and Poland. Muslims, Jews, and Africans were considered infidels and less than human by the Alhambra Decree. On this day, in 1498, Columbus stumbled onto an island known as Trinidad right now on his third voyage to the Western Hemisphere. The island was already thickly settled with Carib and Arawak people who called their home Kalinango, the land of the hummingbird. Within 2 years, the Arawaks and Caribs were enslaved and forced to dive for pearls, and the island we know now as Trinidad was quickly depopulated by the Spanish colonialists. Whitney Young, whose name and presence personifies the Urban League, was born today in 1921. He entered Lincoln University at 13, graduated as valedictorian at the age of 17, with his sister being the salutatorian. When he joined the Army in World War II, he was assigned to a construction unit that was run by Southern white officers. He worked magic, bringing them together, opposing forces, became a sergeant, and discovered he wanted to work in race relations. After the war, he and his wife got social work degrees. In 1960, at the age of 40, he became the head of the Urban League. And as civil rights militancy was on the rise, Young said the Urban League was not doing direct action, but said, quote, "We are social engineers. We are the strategists. We are the planners. We are the people who work at the level of policymaking, policy implementation, the highest echelons of the corporate community, the highest echelons of governmental community, both the federal, state, and local level, the highest echelons of the labor movement." So while tension existed between him and SNCC and King, he helped organize the 1963 March on Washington, angering white business leaders. He designed a Marshall Plan for the inner cities of America that President Lyndon Johnson turned into the War on Poverty, and advised both Johnson and Nixon supporting the war in Vietnam over King's opposition to it. Though in the end, he also came to oppose the Vietnam War. This complex man, working for civil rights until his death by heart attack in 1971 after swimming in the waters off Nigeria, is remembered by us today. We know Daniel Defoe as the man who wrote Robinson Crusoe. But before he wrote that timeless novel late in his life, he was a spin doctor for the British government. In 1703, he wrote a satirical pamphlet called The Shortest Way with Dissenters. Even though he worked for the crown, he privately supported dissenters and freedom. He wrote this pamphlet as a high churchman, foaming at the mouth about dissenters, writing that the Church of England was like Christ crucified between two thieves, the papists and the nonconformists. So all nonconformists and dissenters, he said, in that pamphlet, should be banished. The church and government saw no humor in it, found out who wrote it, and put Defoe into a pillory for 3 days. Luckily for him, instead of being pelted with mud, rock, and feces, the people threw flowers at him. 15 years later, he gave us Robinson Crusoe. On this day in 1972, Operation Motorman began in the north of Ireland. It was the largest British military operation since the Suez Crisis of 1956. The two main cities of Northern Ireland, Belfast and Derry, had become more segregated than ever since the start of the Troubles in 1969. Many neighborhoods were becoming either strictly Irish Nationalist Republican and Catholic or Unionist, Loyalist, and Protestant. Many neighborhoods were sealed off by barricades, patrolled by paramilitary groups. The British Army used 22,000 soldiers to retake areas controlled by the Republicans, who were the Irish Catholics fighting for freedom from the English to unite with Ireland. There were few casualties that time, but it was a turning point in the conflict and contributed to the escalation of violence on all sides. And here's a song for your July the 31st. It's one of the few Beatles songs where each band member had a solo. The problem was that Ringo Starr wasn't interested in soloing. He preferred to cater his drumming to whoever was singing in a particular performance. So instead of Ringo recording a solo, they pulled a clip of him performing with other instruments. Then the producer muted the rest of the instruments for the final mix to give the effect of a drum solo. The song is The End of the Beatles, which was recorded on this day in 1969. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening.